This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Officials say Colorado is monitoring for the new Omicron variant of the coronavirus in two ways: sequencing the genome of COVID test results from state and private labs and testing wastewater samples. Officials say the best protection is getting vaccinated, washing hands, and wearing masks indoors. Omicron has not been found in the U.S. Three 16-year-olds are charged with attempted murder for a shooting outside Hinckley High School in Aurora in mid-November. Prosecutors want to try them as adults. Three students were wounded in the melee. Colorado State University has raised millions in research dollars, continuing a five-year surge. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Faculty attracted $450 million to support its research in 2021, most of it from federal agencies. That's up 10% from last year. The university says most of those dollars are focused on solving world problems that need answers right now. That includes helping protecting people from disease, helping communities recover from fire and drought, and responding to the climate emergency. But it's COVID-19 research that's driving the biggest increases. The university's pivot to working on the virus has made it one of the top 10 universities in the world doing such research. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The wreckage of an air tanker that crashed fighting a wildfire near Estes Park earlier this month has been recovered. Pilot Mark Thor Olson died during an historic nighttime mission to help contain the Kruger Rock fire. This is CPR News.